Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'll be your host today, and we're centering around one specific instrument. That instrument is the viol today. The viol actually is a forerunner of what we like to call a cello today. And literally, the viol's full name was a viola da gamba. It's a viol, it's a stringed instrument, as the name would suggest. The words da gamba after the viol, or the viola da gamba, means that it was held between the legs, gamba meaning legs, and that the instrument, not like a cello, did not have an end pin. You know, the cello has an end pin that you stick into the floor, and you use that end pin to hold the cello stationary while one plays it. Except that the viola da gamba, which preceded the cello, no end pin, and it was cradled between the two legs. There are more than the four strings that the cello has on it. In matter of fact, it has at least six strings, maybe more, and that you use legs to twist the instrument back and forth so that you're capable of playing pairs of strings. And also, the bowing is quite different than a cello. Cello, like a violin or a viola, is bowed in an overhanded fashion, but the viola da gamba is bowed in an underhanded fashion. And really, it is much easier to perform the music written for this instrument in the underhanded fashion when the legs are positioning the instrument so that certain strings come into play as you bow it. One of the top players of the viol nowadays has to be Yardy Savall. And we've heard from Yardy Savall many times on this program. He's the one who founded Hesperian 20. And when we had a century change, it was then referred to as Hesperian 21. We have three performers today, Yardy Savall playing the treble viol and the lyra viol, and then we have one of the most outstanding harpists of early music today, Andrew Lawrence King, who will play the Irish harp and a psaltery, and we have someone called Frank McGuire, who will play an instrument called the boudin. It's spelled B-O-D-U-H-R-A-N, but the R is silent. A boudin is a type of percussion instrument. It looks like a tambourine without jingles on it, and it's either played with the fingers or with a small stick. The pieces on this CD are in sets, and the sets refer to types of music that was performed in various parts of the Celtic area. When we talk about the Celts, we talk about those people who lived in Brittany, Wales, Ireland, and the Scottish Highlands. And some of this does not make sense to us because it meant a lot of sense to the people of that particular period, and a lot of that information is lost, unfortunately, over the years. We're going to begin with the first set called the Galway Set. And some of the composers are unknown to me, and probably you don't have very much music by some of these people. Beginning with a piece called the Galway Bay Hornpipe by an anonymous composer, then the Rover Reform by Playford, and a piece called Lord Frog Dance by a composer by the name of Walsh, and ending with the Buckingham House, which is a traditional Irish piece. Again, members of this ensemble are Yardy Savall, Andrew Lawrence King on the harp, and Frank McGuire doing the percussion. Thank you. Jordi Savall performing on the gamba, the viola da gamba, or viol, as it's sometimes called, has various names. This is from a CD called The Celtic Viol, and it's in homage to the Irish and Scottish musical traditions. This first set of four pieces were referred to as the Galway set. We also heard Andrew Lawrence King on Irish harp and psaltery, and the percussionist, single percussionist, Frank McGuire. We're going to begin with the second set now, and on this CD there are actually seven sets of pieces. A lot of those have been lost over the years, and I'm happy to say that due to the research techniques and everything that Jordi Savall is noted for, he did come up with music that may not have been performed for many, many years since it was composed. Our next set is called the Gold Ring Set. The opening piece is called The Hills of Lorna, and the composer is Charles Hunter. Then Miss Sally Hunter of Thurston Jig, and the composer is just referred to as Gow, G-O-W. Following that, Mrs. Scott Skinner, and the composer is J.S. Skinner. Then we'll hear Alexander's Hornpipe and Harvest Moon by O'Neill, and then ending with the piece called The Gold Ring Jig, which is a traditional Irish jig. Again, Jordi Savall performing on the treble and lyra viol, Andrew Lawrence King on the Irish harp, and Frank McGuire performing the percussion.
Thank you.
ending that last set with the Gold Ring Jig, which is a traditional Irish melody. And that whole set was called the Gold Ring Set. And again, we are presenting a series of groups of pieces on this CD called the Celtic Viol. And the Celtic violist is Jordi Savall, playing both the treble viol and the lyra viol. Andrew Lawrence King on the harp and periodically playing the psaltery here, and Frank McGuire doing the bowden, which is a Celtic drum, which is like a tambourine without the jingles. It's spelled peculiarly and pronounced even more peculiarly. It's spelled B-O-D-H-R-A-N. And I looked it up on Wikipedia, and it's pronounced boudin or bowden. Either way is correct. I don't think I've ever run across that instrument before, but as you can hear, if it did have jingles, it would sound just like the tambourine. And again, this is an homage to the Irish and Scottish musical traditions. So continuing now with the third set, this is called the Abergeldy Castle Set. I have no idea where Abergeldy is or whether it still exists or not, but beginning with the Abergeldy Castle Strathspey type of dance by a composer by the name of MacDonald. Then we hear Caribou Barra, again by MacDonald. Then Regent's Rant, which is a traditional Scottish piece, followed by something that sounds very familiar, Crabs in the Skillet, which is really a slow jig. And this is from a collection called Ryan's Collection from Boston from 1883. And we'll end with a piece called Lord Moira's Hornpipe, again from this Ryan's Collection from Boston, 1883. Again, Jordi Savall, Andrew Lawrence King, and Frank McGuire. Thank you.
Thank you.
Superb playing there by Yori Savall on the viola da gamba. That set was called the Abigail de Kessel set. And again, this program is devoted to the Celtic viol, an homage to the Irish and Scottish musical traditions. Going on to the next set, which is called the Nathaniel Gow set. That's spelled G-O-W. A few strange names here. First one, the Braes of Bushby, by P.J. Bow, who was the composer. This is something that I'm totally unfamiliar with. It's from the year approximately 1789. And then we hear Nathaniel Gow's lament for the death of his brother, written by, obviously, Gow himself. Following that, the Abigail Judge, which is called O'Carillon, and again, this is from 1903. And we end this set with the Planxty, that's spelled P-L-A-N-X-T-Y, O'Daly, and the composer is called O'Carillon. This set again, the Nathaniel Gow set of the Celtic viol. Thank you. a group of pieces called the Nathaniel Gao Set, again with Jordi Savall and Anvila Dagamba. And also we had Andrew Lawrence King on Irish Harp and Psaltery, and Frank McGuire on the Baudrin. And we're going to throw in one quick piece at the very end here, a piece called Jimmy Holmes' Favorite Reel. And ending with that very spirited reel, the Jimmy Holmes Favorite Reel. Again, the performers here were Jordi Savall, Andrew Lawrence King, and Frank McGuire from a CD called The Celtic Viol. And we'll be hearing more from Jordi Savall many times in the future. And I know it's very enjoyable hearing playing as such a spectacular musician. I don't know how he finds time to do all of the music that he does. Anyway, that's our program for today. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr., saying I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you again next week.